Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning problems facing our nation and local communities. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Kenneth Merritt?
Yes.
Thank you very much. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
About 23 years, thereabouts.
Thank you very much. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Is it a cement mason, marble mason, mason helper or finisher, bricklayer, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, PCC restoration,
restoration.
Okay, thank you.
PCC restoration.
On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher or helper, improver?
Journey mechanic.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No, I'm not. I'm retired.
Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been, I don't know if this applies, but I will make the question. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
Oh, I've been retired for, over 10 years now.
Okay, thank you very much. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number there were in this time last year?
I'm in Florida, so I'd say there's more construction projects than the last year, or fewer, I should say, than there was last year.
Thank you. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Fewer union.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
I'm not that knowledgeable with this area, but I would say most of it's non-union.
Okay, so how should I record that? Because it's a yes or no question. Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No, not enough.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes, that's a long time ago.
Thank you. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
In the industry?
In the industry,
yeah. Or, yeah, more unemployment. Yes, more.
Thank you. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Probably get worse.
Thank you. And switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Let me go through the list. Dust or air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, not real safety concerns.
How many of those can I pick?
The one that you are most concerned about on the job.
Oh, geez. That's a tough one because you hit a lot of points there. Probably dust.
Dust. Okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
I have not.
And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Union organizing, yes or no?
No.
Picketing?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
Thank you very much. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Occasionally.
Thank you. Now changing the subjects to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one that you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. The list that we have is the internet or social media, friends and neighbors, local TV news programming, a print or online newspaper, radio, and cable news.
Cable news.
1 to 5, with 1 being the source that you are most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source that you are least likely to get your news from.
Most likely cable news.
Cable news.
Least likely from the web.
Okay. And the other ones, because we do need to rank them, otherwise the survey won't let me pass this question.
Which one didn't I answered both of them. Most likely is going to be cable news, and least likely would be the internet.
And then we have friends and neighbors, print or online newspapers, radio and cable news.
Radio third. And regular TV program, regular news program.
So that would be first, local TV news programming, second, radio?
No. First would be cable news.
Okay.
Second would be radio, TV, or however that's broken down.
Mm-hmm.
And third would be, I don't know, what was the...
Friends and neighbors, no. Or printer or online newspapers?
No, neither of those, just those two sources.
Okay, so... but are those last two, internet or social media, or is social media the last one?
Not at all. Can you put not at all?
It doesn't let me pass. It blocks it. We need to rate it. Yeah. So the first one was cable news, 2 was radio, 3 was local TV news programming, and 4 the internet or social media.
Right.
The next one, would you like to make it friends and neighbors or print or online newspapers?
Friends and neighbors.
And the last one will be print or online newspapers.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, which cable network is your preferred news source? Is it CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, another news channel?
Fox News. Okay.
Which of the following matters most to you right now about immigration, foreign policy, the environment, healthcare, jobs and the economy, education, support for labor unions, or something else? I guess I meant...
Immigration right now. You mentioned so many in my clues there. Immigration.
And as you know... Thank you. And as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
I have not.
And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that federal elected officials support it?
Yes, very important.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Truthfully, neither one of them, but I'll lean towards the Republicans.
Okay, thank you. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
United Auto Workers.
And is that, and do you support United Auto Workers somewhat more, or United Auto Workers much more?
United Auto Workers more.
Much more or somewhat?
Much more.
Okay,
much
thank more. You. Thank you. Now, please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His
and
job
I just,
as president.
I disapprove for all of them.
I cannot answer for you.
Just go right down the line. Disapprove.
Okay. His job as president overall?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Support for labor unions?
Strongly disapprove.
His foreign affairs?
Strongly disapprove.
Healthcare?
I don't know what he's done for healthcare, if anything. Disapprove.
And is that somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. His immigration?
Strongly disapprove.
And the economy?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you very much. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove.
And is that somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I certainly will vote.
Thank you. And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Trump.
Thank you. And yes or no, did you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Yes.
And turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Would you rate it as excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. And how could the union best improve its representation and its service? It's an open-ended question.
Listening to the membership more.
Listening to the members and membership more?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And what do you think the union top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Keeping jobs, union.
Keeping jobs as a union.
Yep.
Thank you. And now we're about to finish. Just a few more questions more, and I'll let you go. But I just want to thank you for your patience. And now, what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Email, job site, mail, union meetings, text or messages?
Mail.
Thank you. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? 4 or more times a year, a couple times a year, once a year, or never?
Maybe once a year.
Thank you. Now, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Republican.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
I don't know what to put that in. I don't know how to answer that one.
That's fine. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
My age?
Your race.
Caucasian.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Kenneth.
Thank you very much. And with this, we'll conclude the survey. You've been very kind. So we thank you for your participation, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Thank you.